Well, a scandal in Victoria which could see dozens of criminals released from jail took a new twist today. It's emerged that the defence barrister at the centre of the storm was registered as a police informant a decade before Victoria Police previously admitted. Other lawyers had also been registered as informers for police, although Attorney General Jill Hennessy wouldn't say how many. Eleanor Whitehead has the story.
Victorian Attorney General Jill Hennessy dropped a bombshell this morning.
The Commission has been notified and advised by Victoria Police that the informant that is at the centre of this Royal Commission was in fact a registered informant, not initially in 2005, but in 1995.
She was talking about Lawyer X, the criminal barrister who defended some of Victoria's most notorious mobsters during Melbourne's bloody gang wars. At the same time, she was acting as an informant for police. Her case prompted Premier Dan Andrews to call a royal commission into the use of informants. But it now seems Lawyer X was not alone.
There have also been a number of other informants that have been identified and willingly disclosed. I'm not in a position to identify how many.
Police said the error was due to poor record keeping. The news prompted Commissioner Malcolm Hyde to resign because he had worked for Victoria Police while Lawyer X was registered as an informant.
Commissioner Hyde has come to the view that these additional disclosures and this new information in respect of the informant at the centre of this matter could generate a perception that he is not exercising his powers impartially. I do wish to emphasise that Commissioner Hyde had no knowledge or involvement in this matter.
Last year, the Department of Public Prosecutions wrote to 20 convicted criminals who could try to have their sentences quashed because the lawyer was working with police. Many more convictions may now be in jeopardy. Colleen Lewis is Adjunct Professor of Criminology at Monash University.
This can have enormous implications for appeals to people who are currently serving time in prison and their ability also to then sue the government. And it also has the potential to actually undermine trust in Victoria's criminal justice system. And it's going to take a long time and a lot of taxpayers' money, I add, to try and put this right.
Victoria Police spent $4.5 million in legal costs trying to keep their arrangements a secret due to fears their informant was in danger. Last year, the High Court described the police's conduct as reprehensible and said Lawyer X had engaged in a fundamental and appalling breach of her obligations as a barrister. Attorney General Jill Hennessy says the terms of the Royal Commission will now be extended, allowing it to expand its investigation of informants. But Darren Palmer, Associate Professor of Criminology at Deakin University, says the revelations raise wider concerns.
Well, this just goes to the heart of policing and criminal justice in Victoria over the period of the last 25 years or thereabouts. It's no less serious than that. There's something much deeper and richer to understand here over a much longer period back to the 1990s.
He's calling for a much deeper inquiry.
This is not just about informers. It's also about police attitudes, police cultural attitudes, police practices, and the administration of justice in full. This is going to have to be a much larger Royal Commission than has been proposed so far.
Associate Professor Darren Palmer from Deakin University, Eleanor Whitehead, our reporter.